Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today, as I'm excited to dive into a topic here that has astronomical significance as well as astrological implications. And we're going to look at the significance of Saturn's rings, the rings around Saturn, all seven rings, appearing to disappear, which happens every 13 to 16 years. And as of July 2024, astronomers have documented through their telescopes that Saturn's rings are disappearing from our vantage point on Earth. And I believe this is significant to the astrology with Saturn transiting through Pisces and also dancing with the energies of Neptune in Pisces into early 2026. So we're going to discuss the astronomy of it, and then of course look at the astrological impressions that are related to the astronomy. So let's begin with the basics here. From our vantage point on Earth, we see Saturn orbiting at around 26 to 27 degrees. So to us, Saturn is tilted. It's leaning, and it's because of the light that reflects on the rings that we're able to see the rings around Saturn when it's at that angle. But now we're entering into a cyclical phase where the Earth views Saturn's rings head on, and that is how the rings appear to disappear. So think of it as you hold up a piece of paper and it's tilted one way, you see the angle of the paper. But when the paper is straight or flat right in front of you, you don't see the paper. You just see the edge of the paper. That's how we are going to be viewing Saturn from the telescopes. And that has already begun. It's documented as occurring every 13 to 16 years, and the average is 15 years. And we are entering into that phenomenon now. And the last time this happened was back in 2009. 2009 was the last time that we were able to view Saturn without its seven rings. And astrologically, this is significant because back in 2009, is when Pluto entered Capricorn. Capricorn ruled by Saturn, and we had some significant endings, crashes, and structures falling down when Saturn was last viewed ringless from our vantage point. Now, in July 2024, as I mentioned, this has already started, and it's going to be at its peak twice in 2025. In March 2025, we are anticipating that Saturn will be fully ringless through telescopes, and then it will happen again in November 2025. Now, remember, this is part of a natural process between Earth and Saturn. Again, it happened in 2009, and before that, it happened in 1994 and 1995. And what's astrologically fascinating is that it regularly occurs when Saturn is in Pisces, because Saturn was in Pisces 1993 to 1996 previously. And so we're in a cycle where not only is Saturn in Pisces, but the rings of Saturn appear to disappear, which of course then enhances the themes of formlessness, invisibility, dismantling structures. What that energy of the rings around Saturn represent is important in astrology. And I'll get to that in just a moment. But astronomically, those rings, those seven rings, maintain a form and a structure. They represent limitations and boundaries. And they are composed of various debris, comets, asteroids, space dust, cosmic particles that Saturn's gravitational pull has grabbed in and then maintains those seven rings around Saturn. Saturn is also known for having many, many moons. Over 140 moons have been documented as being within Saturn's gravitational pull. But of course, we are still discovering even more moons, even more about the solar system. In fact, back in 1610, when Galileo first discovered Saturn, Galileo didn't see the rings around Saturn because they weren't visible with that telescope at the time. So he could see Saturn, which was known to be the furthest planet in our solar system at that time. And Galileo could only see two large moons around Saturn. But through the centuries, as our technology has improved, of course, we're able to see much more and has helped us understand everything that Saturn is composed of, with still a lot more to understand and discover, of course. So it's fascinating when we consider the cycle here, the astronomical cycle, that Saturn's rings appear to disappear from our earthly vantage point, which also means there is less light and greater darkness that we appear to see around Saturn. And it could feel or appear to be more energetically open, boundless, and not as limited by those seven rings. Another thing that occurs when we go through this cycle is that we now can see Titan, which is Saturn's biggest moon, appearing in front of the planet. We don't often see Titan because the rings of Saturn cover up the moon's movements. It's hidden. So we see Saturn's biggest moon, which is bigger than Mercury, bigger than the planet Mercury, becoming visible when the rings are not blocking it. Now, Titan is the name of this big moon, and it was named after the pre-Olympian gods, which were the superhuman gods in Greek mythology. They were known for having superhuman powers. They were known for their strength and immortality. And in fact, there were 12 titans, 12 titan gods. And all 12 of these titan gods were the children of Uranus and Gaia. Uranus representing sky and heaven, and Gaia, of course, representing the earth. So when Saturn's rings appear to disappear, we then see Titan the moon more clearly, more evidently. And this certainly changes the energy and interpretation of Saturn astrologically. Astrologically, Saturn represents our responsibilities and our maturity, our commitment, what we need to show up for, to take on, to manage, how we move through our physical reality. Saturn is very much about the visible world, the 3D structures that we need and require, but also can feel like those limitations, boundaries, burdens, and challenges that we come up against throughout our journey. Saturn in astrology helps you to acclimate your energy into the physical world. Every 7 years, Saturn makes an important aspect in your chart around growth, development, responsibility, what you're learning and understanding about the real world, and how your energy is calibrating to real world responsibilities, what you have to manage and be aware of, as well as how you are becoming more mature, more independent, and able to handle the reality of the 3D structures on your own. Saturn will reward you. Saturn will recognize you, wants you to put in the hard work, knowing that it will be worth it and that there will be some type of accolades or rewards as you go through how Saturn tests you, strengthens you, and builds you. And so that every 7 year cycle occurs for everyone around the same periods of time. And so starting from your birth, about 6, 7, 8 years later, you have your first Saturn square to your natal Saturn. Then you would have 7 years later, around 13, 14 years of age, Saturn opposing Saturn. 7 years later, around 21 years of age, 2021, you would have Saturn's closing square to your natal Saturn. And then about 28, 29 years of age, you have the Saturn return. And these are the transits simply in relation to your natal Saturn, and they are universal for everyone. And so in astrology, you become a full-fledged adult, a truly mature person who's been in the world, who has life experiences and has had opportunities to grow and understand your skills, that happens at the Saturn return in your late 20s. And when we think of it in terms of the rings of Saturn, it's where you have to maintain your energy. You have to work with the limitations you have. You have to honor your commitments, your agreements, what is expected of you, the time it takes to develop certain skills, to see something through. Saturn is the timekeeper, so it's working within the time-space continuum here on our planet, where there are no shortcuts. Saturn wants you to stay the course, see something through, and honor what it takes to get where you need to go. And that can be viewed as part of the container of Saturn, which those seven rings represent. Now, the seven rings is fascinating. You could look at it as the seven layers of skin, the seven chakras, the seven continents on our planet, which would be obviously the landmass that we build our structures on. We have the 7 days of the week in our current calendar. In fact, Saturday is named after Saturn. In our modern world, we know Saturday as a weekend, so it doesn't seem as fitting that Saturday should be named after Saturn. Perhaps that would apply better to Monday. But Monday is named after the moon, known as the moon day. So nowadays in our modern life, it would make sense, right, if we were able to change the meaning of Saturday and Monday. But that probably is not going to happen. Instead, Saturn and Saturday were basically associated with the work you needed to complete and catch up on, what you had to take care of for your family, and any commitments or responsibilities that have been overlooked. We can also associate Saturn's seven rings to the seven deadly sins that come from the Bible and provide rules for living an obedient life through the Christian belief system, especially since Saturn is about rules, agreements, and the energy of being strict. So then what does it mean energetically and astrologically when we begin to view these rings disappearing every 15 years? Now, with Saturn in Pisces, Saturn is moving through the 12th and final zodiac sign, which is about endings, completions, karmically finalizing and releasing what you need to take care of. Saturn in Pisces reveals consequences and choices. Saturn wants to make visible and evident what has been hidden or invisible in Pisces. And at this time in 2024 and 2025, Saturn is traveling behind Neptune and Pisces, and they will be dancing together through the final degrees of Pisces in 2025 and 2026. Now, I have done separate podcast episodes for you on these energetics, which is about a void, closing out, endings, clearing out in a very significant way. And when we bring in that the rings of Saturn are disappearing, there's even more that falls away, that ends, that is no longer maintained by those rings, which are the boundaries, the structures. So there's an amplification here on what needs to be released, closed out, and could potentially fall apart or fall down without these rings of Saturn to contain or hold a certain structure or energy that it's accustomed to. So this amplifies what Saturn in Pisces and Neptune in Pisces are ending as well. This certainly will relate to the energetic collapse of more structures, borders, boundaries, containers in all forms. This can also certainly open up more of the force and flow of the ocean, of water, because Pisces is about all the water on the planet. There can be even bigger weather events, whether they are natural or artificial. We have a lot of weather wars happening we have a lot of technology experimenting with weather. There's a lot going on within the oceans at this time, where there are discoveries in the depths of the ocean, as well as a lot of experiments happening in the ocean. So when you think of Saturn being about rules, legislation, agreements that need to be followed, well, this will open up more about what is considered ethical, moral, and legal within the ocean, mammals and marine life, as well as what has been hidden that is being explored and may come to light. The visible disappearance of Saturn's rings could feel like everything is open and flowing and moving, and there is less to work within, whether that would be less rules, less physical boundaries, the opening of more borders, the collapse of various structures and buildings, especially by the force of water, erosion and changing the geography because of the power of water. We also have a theme of more structures collapsing, more entities, if you will, man-made structures, which is also what Saturn is about. There's also the removal of what has been covered up. Because of Saturn's rings appearing a certain way from our vantage point, right? There is going to be an opening up of what we didn't see before. What was hidden? What illusions have we been living with and living under? And Pisces relates to entertainment, glamour, Hollywood, movies, idealization, as well as idolizing. So there can certainly be the collapse, removal, or disappearance of those values and certain viewpoints that we're no longer buying into, because now we're seeing past the illusion and mysticism of it all. Maybe it's not so glamorous after you remove the Instagram filters. There could be more of a direct link to intentions, to the energy behind the scenes, and more of what we're meant to see that helps us face reality. And that is always Saturn's intention. There could also be a need for more escapism in Pisces, where as energies amplify and accelerate on the planet, we could look to balance our nervous system, our emotional state, our fear body through some kind of escapism. And here we have Saturn in Pisces now asking you, how is that working for you? How are you coping? Are you disassociating and numbing? And is that still working for you? Is that even supporting your energy or only further damaging you or setting you back in some capacity? There will be more reality checks around what we use to escape this reality and how it's affecting our mental health. What we have to take responsibility for, what we really have to own and deal with, because the lower expressions of Pisces want to escape. It is the escape artist. It is the desire to get out of Dodge. I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to have to manage that. I don't know how to manage that. And Saturn wants us to have practical skills to deal with not only our own nervous system, emotional body, and what we're sensing and feeling, but wants us to have a way to do this with love, with self-respect, personal integrity, and self-dignity. So that is going to be part of the call here, and also something that you could feel is revealed to you as those rings of Saturn appear to disappear. And you could feel quite raw and vulnerable, which is another energetic imprint here that Saturn will reveal to us when those rings are no longer a protective force or cover up. So there will be more revelations around vulnerability, being very honest, perhaps feeling naked in some way, and just energetically raw. Now, on the other side of the spectrum here, we have opening up into more creativity imagination, seeing more things that we never would have put together or understood. There could be more things that connect the dots. Your imagination could guide you to create something in a physical, tangible form that you didn't think would ever come together. New creative downloads are highly possible. And related to that would be an opening into more spiritual and intuitive upgrades. When those rings disappear and you're now feeling the energy open into the solar system and into the cosmos, there could be new levels of awareness that you're tapping into. There could also be new feelings that are released relating to that raw, naked energy of Saturn in Pisces without those rings of cover-up. It's like things could really be clear and evident. And this can allow us to understand what really matters in our life, what feelings, what intuitive messages, what areas of your spiritual growth are truly calling to you without barriers now, without limitations, where you rise up into them, you honor them, and you love that you're able to expand into these new frequencies during this special time period of Saturn's rings disappearing. It could also feel very ungrounded and almost like there's too much flowing through you. It's an overwhelm. It could feel like the dam is being released. Oh my goodness. And as I say that, there literally was a dam overflowing in the state of Illinois just about a week ago when I'm recording this, which was July 2024. And it aligns with the energy of astronomers noting that Saturn's rings are starting to disappear. So here we have an energetic understanding of the overflow of water, literally, but you could apply that, of course, energetically to what is rising up in you, what you're feeling. If you feel more emotional, if you feel like you are the dam releasing, that is actually beautifully right on time, because look at what you've been holding in your own energetic container that you were not able to release. And because this happens about every 15 years, again, the last time was 2009, when we weren't able to see Saturn's rings. But previously, it was 1994 and 1995, which was when Saturn was last in Pisces. So every time Saturn is in Pisces, there is an overflow here. There is a release of what has been held together or maintained. And this is also where you could seek greater privacy and want to be alone to process the feelings, energies, or emotions that are overflowing or coming up for you. This could signify grief, any energies you've been holding in your body that are just now coming out or you're feeling them rise up. You could be grieving something that seems ridiculous, like it's not related to your current timeline. Or you could be grieving something from 10 years ago, 22 years ago. And now this energy of Saturn in Pisces, working with Neptune in Pisces and having those rings disappear could be quite big and significant. You could be releasing across multiple lifetimes. You could be feeling things at a depth in yourself that just doesn't make sense. And that's because it's not logical or rational. It's not intellectual. It's energetic. And if you felt you've had to hold it together, like you've been walking around with those rings of Saturn around you, well, now as they fade and appear to not keep it together, there could be some big moments of release that are meant to flow through you, and honor that it's right on time. It's also validation of how beautifully connected you are to these dynamics in our solar system, that it's a validation of unity consciousness, that what you're feeling is universal. And because you're conscious of the energetics, it can make sense. So if the only thing that makes sense is that it's right on time and you don't know why it's happening, that doesn't matter. Just know that there is confirmation here that it is right on time, it is universal, and you are absolutely tapped in to these bigger forces. And so now I'm getting that visual of Titan, Saturn's biggest moon, coming into sight and coming in to view for the first time since 2009. And it's revealing something that's been hidden to you, where Saturn's rings have been protecting, perhaps even distancing you from a message that this particular moon holds for you. Now, Titan is big and powerful. If we look at Saturn as the father, authority figures, elders, mentors, those we look up to and trust, the people we turn to for advice, or who we have to listen to because they have rules we need to follow or they are more responsible, then here we have the moon. And the moon can represent a maternal connection, a childish energy, which is what we apply to the moon, is our inner child, our private nature, our inner feelings. You could feel a responsibility around something you're feeling. You could feel like you have to still manage, tend to, or take care of something that matures you. There could be a family dynamic that comes into view for you. A family dynamic, family secrets, something from your lineage or your genealogy that is revealed and is evident now, something you didn't see before. You didn't know what to do with it. And Saturn requires your responsibility around managing it. Maybe there's a part of your emotional world that you are working through for the first time and you're aware of what you need to tend to and privately honor. So this could be something to play with energetically and otherwise around what is being revealed to you front and center related to lunar energies that you're meant to see right now, and then work with the energy of Saturn to become more mature, more responsible, and to handle it on your own. And that is one thing that Saturn requires, which can feel like a challenge at times. But there's something you're meant to take care of that is important and can't be avoided. Again, it does feel emotional. It can be karmic. It could be related to family dynamics. It could be related to a loss in your family that maybe now you are finally processing, experiencing, and feeling. Simply trust how these components are coming together for you and what you're feeling around them. But it's going to be a big energy signature in the collective, especially in 2025. There is definitely an unraveling here, an undoing of what has been too strict or controlled. It's a big release point in our physical world, emotional world, and endings on the planet. Yes, I know that in general is a big theme, but that's going to be part of the energy in 2025 into 2026 with both Saturn and Neptune in Pisces at the very end of the astrological wheel. Another interesting component to our perspective of Saturn no longer having its rings is that it's going to be very difficult to see it with a telescope because Saturn's going to appear very close to the sun. And so that means we aren't going to be able to see it because of how the sun blasts over the planet and makes it hard to clearly see what is going on. And so here, Saturn is being blasted by light, drowning in the power of the solar consciousness. What needs to be brought to light? What needs to be seen? And that could be validating for whatever you're feeling personally, but also what we're going to be seeing in the collective. It needs to come to light. It's time for us to see it. And that's one way that this particular cycle is different than how Saturn was viewed 30 years ago. The last time that Saturn was in Pisces and we couldn't see the ring plane was 1994 and 1995, but we could see that Saturn was bare or naked because the energy wasn't drowning in the sun. Basically, we were able to take pictures of Saturn without its rings in 1995. What were you doing then? Were you aimless? Were you wandering? Were you searching? Were you trying to understand something or making a big choice in your life? Then in 2009, Saturn was moving back and forth between Virgo and Libra. And that's also when Saturn's rings were not visible. Remember, that's also when Pluto entered Capricorn. But also at that time, it was not possible to take a good photo of Saturn's rings disappearing because it was in front of the sun. So in 2009, the same phenomenon happened and a lot came to light that was previously covered up. I'm speaking specifically about the 2008-2009 housing crash and how it was later revealed what had been happening behind the scenes. And that's when the light of the sun on Saturn made it evident what we had to see. That's exactly the same phenomenon that will be occurring into late 2025. And astronomers are saying that we won't be able to take a good picture of Saturn without its rings until the next cycle, which will be 2038 and 2039. And the other thing that comes to light during this cycle is that we discover more about Saturn. We discover more moons, more in the energies of Saturn that we wouldn't typically see. So again, more comes to light, more is understood that Saturn has been hiding from eyesight. And all of this applies to the energetics of this time. So Saturn's disappearing rings are going to reveal what is right on time for us to see. Saturn relates to consequences, karma, choices we make in the real world, and so much more. And I think that as Saturn approaches this energy with Neptune and Pisces, we're going to have very big endings, very big unravelings and release points. A lot of karma is going to be clearing out that might not be comfortable, but you have to look at the longer term, which is that this energy of Saturn and Neptune and Pisces are preparing us for a brand new 165-year cycle that will start in February 2026. So if you can maintain that longer perspective on what is transpiring, what is being revealed, what is going on the planet, and see it from a higher point, it will make sense and it will even be easier to navigate because we can trust that these energies are right on time. And if you're interested in more, I would recommend listening to my Saturn and Neptune and Pisces video, which discusses more of these themes and how to work with them personally, spiritually, energetically, and otherwise. Saturn's rings disappearing will support you in letting go of anything you want to change or evolve in yourself or in your life, assessing what is no longer needed, what no longer supports you, and to be very honest with yourself about the cycle that you're in as well. So I hope this phenomenon helps you in connecting the dots in your own life and in understanding what is on time for all of us as a collective as well as individually. And as always, thank you so much for joining me. I'll be back every Monday and Wednesday with a new podcast episode. And I will try to find some images to put on the podcast slideshow so you can see what it looks like when we're looking at Saturn without the rings. Wishing you a beautiful day ahead wherever you are on our beautiful blue and green planet. And I look forward to talking more astrology with you very soon. Take good care, and I'll see you back here shortly.